I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Engineering spaceflight takes extraordinary knowledge and years of experience. Since NASA started its space program more than four decades ago, only 58 men and women have directed human spaceflight missions. Kwasi Alabarujo is the first African-American to receive that honor. After graduating from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1994, he went directly to NASA. He recently was chosen to lead Mission Control as an International Space Station flight director. And although Alabarujo has been fascinated with outer space since childhood, he told NPR's Ed Gordon that he's glad his new job keeps him on the ground.
I actually have never had a desire to be an astronaut. What I found when I came to work at NASA was that the job of a flight controller, of mission operations, which is essentially to kind of help pave the way for the astronauts to do what they do, that was just very exciting to me. The astronauts, of course, have a really challenging and fascinating job, but a lot of people who work in mission control, basically helping to make the trip happen is the reward for them.
It must have been an interesting life to be placed in situations where there were not a lot of African Americans. Have you throughout this career felt like to some degree an outsider, or was it the idea that you were and could and still do represent a people that heretofore have not been able to break into these fields?
As I was growing up, going through school and in the early phases of my career, very much did feel like an outsider. There certainly are a very small number of African Americans in these highly technical fields, at least that we hear about and that we see. For me, I have to give the credit largely and almost exclusively to my parents, who told me from the time I was young enough to understand that because I was an African American, that was not something that I should be pitied for or that I should receive special treatment, but I was instilled with a great sense of discipline that there was an expectation that I will work as hard as I needed to work to achieve what it is I wanted in life. And so it really, going through college, I felt like I was fighting a bit of an uphill battle. But to be very fair, when I put forth the effort, I did feel like I got a lot of support from key people, teachers and mentors of all ethnicities.
Do you feel the need or have a want to try to bring minorities into the field of math and science?
I really do. There are a number of minorities who simply haven't had the opportunity or may not be in areas where they're receiving the kind of foundation that they need in the math and sciences to really distinguish themselves and really achieve themselves. I myself feel a very strong burden to serve as that type of mentor, particularly now that I'm reaching a phase of my career where I'm able to have an ever-widening circle of influence. I really would like to help people, yes.
All too often we hear of the pressure, unfortunately, for many young African Americans from peers who associate being bright and looking toward education as acting, quote, white. Did you find yourself in that situation, or did you, in fact, have peers who competed with you and pushed you toward educational excellence?
In truth, I found both. Growing up, I have been told many, many times that I'm trying to be white. On the flip side, there were also individuals in my peer group who were very instrumental in encouraging me to be all that I can be and to do everything that I do with excellence.
And finally, what can we look to for the future in terms of what you will be doing, some of the things that you may be working on? I know NASA is always looking and working at projects that will, in fact, bring new light and technology to the United States.
The very next thing that we have to really focus on is the completion of the assembly of the International Space Station. Basically, from there, we'll be looking to go back to the moon to help us develop the technologies that we'll need, the techniques that we'll need, and the experience that we'll need to go farther. I think that's tremendously exciting.
Exciting indeed. And though we've come a long way by virtue of you sitting in this position, we haven't come so far that it isn't still unique. And that being said, we are very proud to see brothers like you in positions like that. Kwaitsi Alabarohu, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.